the first biggie in the field of composition studies is a very short essay that's in here called Teaching College English as a Woman, which was published in the major journal College English. And it has a strange and somewhat interesting history. I sent it to the then editor, a man, and I knew he would hate it, but I knew this had to come out in College English. I knew that it was a very important statement to make because of the various problems that I had encountered. All of them were characteristic of women, that graduate schools admitted men with a 3-point, women to get into a good graduate school had to have a 4-point. Men got the jobs, women got the adjuncts, et cetera, et cetera. And I sent it to him in 1989, and there was a time the clock was running because it had to come out in that journal before it was published in a book. And books won't, it had to come out in that order because College English wouldn't publish a reprint. They promised a 3-month turnaround. He kept it to almost 2 years. He sent it, I believe, to 2 men who were overseas. And this was before email. And I've saved the reader's reports. One of them said, "This is totally unusual. College English has never published anything like this, but the stories are appropriate and it's good to hear, so, you know, take the risk and publish it." The other one said, "So, Bloom had some problems. Big deal. So what? Everybody has problems." Okay. I knew that a new editor would be coming in, the first woman editor College English had ever had. And so the other editor, his name is Jim Raymond. It had been hitherto Jim and Lynn. This was, "Dear Professor Bloom, I'm going to pass this along to the incoming editor." And I knew she would take it because I knew what her career was. She took it. Then the sponsoring organization, National Council of Teachers of English, 75 years old at the time, took out libel insurance. Because as the publisher, they could be sued for libel if somebody didn't like it. I deliberately didn't name names. I didn't name universities. I wanted this to be generic issues. But nevertheless, and there was another time crunch because their insurance had to go into effect before the issue came out. Well, it happened. And it was down to the wire. And it was very interesting because I started getting mail from men and it was all positive. I have never had a negative response to that issue, that article. It has been reprinted in lots of different places, including, I don't know why, it's been reprinted in freshman English textbooks for some odd reason. It's been reprinted in feminist, sort of classic collections of feminist essays. It's been reprinted as sort of, you know, the best of the best and the perennial of the perennial. People love that essay. And it just deals with the four sections. One is dealing with discrimination in graduate school or getting into graduate school. One's dealing with being an adjunct. It's called On the Floor with the Kitty Litter, where I shared an office with a TA for about 30 seconds, and she had the desk, and I got to sit on the floor next to the cat box, which she had in the office. I never went back to the office, and I thought if I ever work as an adjunct again, I deserve what I get. And that made me very conscious of the status and difficulties of part-time faculty, which is one reason I accepted the presidency of, at one point, of the Council of Writing Program Administrators, who hire a lot of part-time people to try to make things better. You can't always do it, but that's been part of the aim of my professional life, is to make life better for other people. And that's one reason I write about these things. The other two parts of that essay, one part was dealing with being a big tenure fight that was erupted when our son was in a very traumatic automobile accident. And the last section deals with an attempted rape. And pedagogical issues. And that was, the essay itself was not hard to write. It took probably 15 years being away from the events so that I could write about them without, and so that I can convert life into art. I didn't want to have any personally vested stake in writing about the subjects because the subjects were perennial. I was really beyond them by that point. I had an endowed chair here. An endowed chair is a very nice perch from which to view the world. And yet I was very well aware and remain aware that these are problems that are ongoing. So I wanted to write about it to try to tell people this is the way it was, but also I'm writing an essay now on the importance of witnessing historical events, because you realize our students now were born in 1988 or more recently. Anything that happened before they were born is ancient history. If they confuse, let's say, the Korean War with the Vietnam War, or they may have forgotten about the first Iraq War. I was marching in civil rights marches, and I was an eyewitness to Kennedy's Peace Corps speech, which he gave at the University of Michigan. I was on the peace marches as a biographer of Benjamin Spock, and people have been encouraging me now to tell these stories on the grounds that the eyewitnesses are going to die off. And it's important to remind people that the issues that you've been witnessing are still issues. Things have changed. We now have, or will have, a black candidate for president. Who could have imagined that 40 years ago when Martin Luther King gave his, or 45 years ago when Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech, or when he wrote Letter from Birmingham Jail? The world has changed in many conspicuous ways, and yet maybe some parts of it have not changed as much as people think.